Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. She should be a special for my Rosh Yichud, Shulz Moshe Pashtai, Shalom Moshe Mordechai, Mishnah Mar Tetzah, Bas Mishnah Mordechai, Tugan Otsal, Tugan Otsal, Mei Zev, the Refuas, Maras, Nina Brach Vazeh Saradasa, and Rus Vizor Vazir Ravida, and Rav Yosef Ben Chana, and Rav Shai Ben Leia, for Shem Tosh Chalei Yisrael. We learned the meaning of Psalm Nashim Be'ilus, based on the amazing Sefer Elias Moshe. In the Gemara Bava Kame, and Daf Pei Ches Amar Aleph, Gemara says that according to the rabbis, we learn that Avadim are considered our brothers, Evi Kenainis, and this is in the context of Parashas Mishpatim, where there is so much amazing Torah. Every Parash is amazing Torah, but I think Parashas Mishpatim has the most, because the most Masechtas are based on Parashas Mishpatim. So definitely Eidus is shy after this Parashas Mishpatim Eidus, are we learning? Yani Eidus, the according to the rabbis who hold that Avodim are considered our brothers, an Eved should be kosher le'edus, because it says Eid Sheker Na Ba'achiv. So you see that if you're a brother, you testify. And Avodim, according to the rabbis, were you to know the Gemara, but according to the rabbis, yeah, Avodim are considered our brothers. How about Eved Kenainis? And then we're saying, no, you're learning Zera Shervin from Isha. A woman is kosher lava b'kal, and she's pasul eidus. Certainly, an eved who's not kosher lava b'kal, certainly pasul eidus. That's the Gemara's teretz. Akopanim Tosis asks on the Gemara's kasha. Gemara's kasha is let avodim be kosher eidus. Tosis, how could it be? You have zera shavu from isha. La la says la b'isha says la b'eved. That whatever you have b'isha, you have b'eved. So women are psulas leidus. So avadim are also pasul leidus. What's b'chal b'kasha? And if you're going to say no, achiv comes and tells you that despite the zera shava, avadim are still sharing leidus. So if that's true, then just like achiv tells you they're kasher despite the zera shava, achiv doesn't tell you they're kasher despite the kal v'chomer. We have a kal v'chomer to say no, they're not kasher. Kavuchom says they're not kosher leidus. That's the Gemara's teretz. Yeah, but if in the kasha you were holding that the pasuk is strong enough to preclude the zera shava to learn from Isha, so then in the teretz also, what sort of teretz is it? The pasuk should be strong enough to preclude from the kavuchomer, saying that avadim are certainly psulim leidus kavuchomer meisha. Tosis answers, you know what the Gemara's kasha is, that an eved should be kasher leidus despite the lala. Teretz is that when you learn lala meisha, is only to be machmir on the eved, to make him like a Jew. Whatever a woman is obligated in, he's obligated in. So the lala is lahachmir, not lahakel. So you're not going to make him less than he was before. So there's no reason to pass on leidus. It's lahachmir, not lahakel. So we're going to. The Hachmer makes him that he has to testify. He's kosher leidus. So that's the Gemara's kasha. That we learn lala meisha only when it comes to being machmir on him, not when it comes to being mekel on him, and saying that he can't testify. So therefore, the Gemara is asking, let an eved be kosher leidus. So the kasha tells us learning that lala teaches us everything. Everything about a woman applies to an eved. And therefore they ask, so why don't we learn from Lala that Avadim are Psulim Leidus? Avadim are Psulim Leidus, Avadim are Pturim Leidus. They're disqualified, they have no obligation. And in that the answer, no. Lala only tells you a Chumra, doesn't tell you a Kula. And Memela, it's going to say they're Chayav Mitzvahs, but not Lahakal, and to Pata them, and to Pasal them from Mitzvahs Eidus. That's how the Mevar in the Mishnah Lamelech in Malachim 10:7 learns this is the Baras of Klal Ola, similar to this Mahalach. But what comes out from Tosis is that Tosis is understanding that the din of Kashrus and Psul and Avis is the same with the din of Chiyuv and Ptur in this mitzvah. Now Tosis is learning that a woman is Psul and Avis, so it must be she's Ptura, meaning it's a Avis. And therefore they ask, so why don't we say the same thing about an Eved? Why don't we learn Eved from Yishik Zerah Shavlala? that an Eved should also be Pasul and Pater from this mitzvah. B'chor, that's Pshat and Tosus. Without Tosus, I could have said, learned differently. It could be Mechalik. And we can say the following. That we say by a woman that she's not Teras Edus is only as far as Kashrus and Psul, as far as being kosher and disqualified. There's a thing, women are Psul as Edus. But as far as being Chayavos, maybe women are Bats and Chayavos as Edus. They just can't do it because of Psul, but maybe they're Bats and Chayavos, as we'll see. And if we say this, then remember Kasha from Tosfos Kasha's answered. Tosfos Kasha was learned la la that our brother Marpasa Leidus. No. La la is only when it comes to Dine Chiyuv Vutur, the mitzvahs, not only in Kasha's Upasas. And women are Batsim Chayiv, so our brother also are Chayiv in Avis. And don't tell me they're Pasul like women, because Lola doesn't teach you anything about Kashrus and Pasuls. So the other one not going to be Pasul. L'chor, that's what you could say. Lule Divrei HaTosfos. Combine the union of Psul and Ptur, and they hold, the Torah Tosfos are holding that women are Pasul Avis, women are Pturis and Avis, and the same applies to Eved. Maybe no. Maybe women are Pasul. But you don't learn Psul from women. You only learn Achiv and Torah Mitzvahs. And women are Betzim Chayavos Beidus. We Motzah Davar Nilmad. That women, we only have a Din of Psul Beidus, but we don't have a special Yalfusa to pardon them from Mitzvahs Beidus. So it's Anoshim. Anoshim Pasul is Anoshim. So they're Pasul. But who says they're Pater from the Mitzvah? Maybe they're not. Maybe they're not Mufkos Lagamri from this Chiv. You mind if I throw a Minchas Chinuch at you? You're Gemalachal. Thank you. Mitzvah Kuchov Beis. Gamashkos V'ra V'cha B'nein Reg Noshim. I am not Shkati Lel Boiz Dal B'nir D'mok B'sha Noshim I'm Amos Gam Beis Misa Eid Zistum Mu'ila Eidu Mu'ila Eidu Zimamen Ah, B'shein Echaz B'kar B'shuwe Kmo Shizbar B'kaman Komok M'yoshim B'tzis Sey Zu That the Sefer Chinuch writes that women aren't, don't have this mitzvah, is not true. When women are believed, when they're not possible, like to say that a man died, a husband died, or to say that a man was faithful to his wife, his tumma, so then the rate is effective. So if the other is effective, so the Mela, even though they're not Chayav B'Kar B'Shua, they don't testify, but they still, when their age is Kosh, they're obligated to testify. So you see that women of Etz are not Mufkos from Mrs. Aids. They are Chayav B'Shua and Aids, they're usually just Pasul Aids. Generally, women are Psul slaves, except in specific circumstances. But in those circumstances where they're not possible, then they still have a few. So you can't say that women are Pturos and Aves. No. They're Psulos, but they're not Pturos. And the reason is, the Eshel Dol is Chalik. That women, even though they're possible Aves, but it could be their Chayavos. Because even though the Yekrim to say this is a Chiyu Dolam Yaka Kafta, the Gavri, Shalaidim, Chosot Nilashim Yisuda, it's a mitzvah that's called on the basin. The basin is mitzvah, the basin is commanded. Lachor levar kol bar mishpat dvolof neim lashuvoi. V'derech beiru yad yishmias eivus v'dikis tevreim v'amitusam. Basin has to clarify the facts. Just the facts, ma'am, like they say on TV. So here it's gebaldik, it's basin looking for the facts, and sometimes the dafka includes a man. And since this is the case, so we can say that women are also in this vehicle of mitzvah. Shirak shanachem omrim shachiyuv while ha'idim bilvad lo shaykh meimal tze shehu posul lemitzvah seidus yichayiv. If we're talking about the Eidim, so you can't say that somebody who's pasul eidus is chayav eidus. How could that be? But if it's said that chiyuv is on the Beis Din, so you can say that fundamentally women are shayach to this mitzvah. Women also are related to this mitzvah of eidus, because the chol is klal Yisrael. What's the obligation of klal Yisrael? Beis Din represents klal Yisrael. But the obligation of klal Yisrael is to establish judgment. And women are included in that. So the middle, women are chayav as beidus. Whenever they're kosher, they're chayav as beidus. And this is so that we're saying that Mitzvah Eidus is incumbent fundamentally on the entire Beis Din. We'll explain a number of things. The Rambam writes in the first halacha of Hilchos Eidus, "Ha'ayin Nesu B'Hoy B'Beis Din M'Chol Eidus Shodeh B'Ein B'Eidus Shichai Ba Es Chaveiro B'Ein B'Eidus Shizke Ba Pushi B'Ein B'Hoy B'Din Ein Mames Shinem Av U'Eid U'Ro U'Yoda Im U'Yad V'Nos Avonei." An aide is commanded to testify in Beis Din. Any Eidus that he knows. Sai Eidus. That obligates his friend. Sai Eidus that will give his friend a merit. That will be to his friend's benefit. Whether it's to his friend's detriment or to his friend's benefit. And that's provided that she is be'enu, that he is called to testify to B'nei Mamas. And then he brings the pasuk. He's an aid, or he sees, or he knows. If he doesn't testify, then he bears sana. And on this writes the Kesef Mishneh. Mashka sarbein uvishit ben eloha b'din imamnes nir b'mitvachav b'din nefashis afu lo tavu chayv. Mamnes, there has to be a tefiyah. But by nefashis, he doesn't have to be called in to testify. He has to testify on his own, even that being called in to testify without a tefiyah. And maybe the reason is because the Edom, Chayav Edom, Linokim Mimenu, B'smach L'dorim Hashkos V'Harosh, Shkol Roi V'Ayer V'Chayav L'Hoid, Kaim HaShenema, U'B'Av T'Haro Mikir Becho. So you have to, the Rosh says, that if you see it V'Ayer V'Ayer V'Ayer, if you see something immoral, you have to testify. Because you have to uproot the evil from your midst. And therefore, if they see Dina and Nefashis, they have to testify to uproot the evil from our midst. There are those who explain Shitas HaRambam that the Rambam holds that Dina Mamnes is the Etzem Ha'idus by Dinei Mamnes is Dav Shebamam. And Dav Shebamam, Beis Din doesn't get involved unless it's a Tovei and Nitba. Otherwise, Beis Din doesn't get involved. And therefore, we require there should be a Tefiyah. There's no Tefiyah, Beis Din doesn't get involved. However, Zeh Tzarich Bi'ul. She'ech She'ech Omar, Al Etzem Chovat Eidut, that is considered Dav Shebamam. There's only one parsha of Eidus in the Torah. So how's the Shaykh to say that if it's Darv Shemaman, the goof mitzvah of Eidus is a Darv Shemaman? No. The mitzvah is not a Darv Shemaman. They're testifying about a Darv Shemaman. But the Etzem Eidus is not a Darv Shemaman. So how do you patch somebody from testifying a Darv Shemaman without a Tviyah? Because Beis Din doesn't get involved unless it's a Tovei and a Nitba. Still, he should be obligated because he has to testify. There's one parasha of Eidus in the Torah. He has to testify, he has to testify. But based on what we said, it's very good. Because the whole Etzem Chovas Eidus is Mipirtei Parshas Dina V'Daini. It's all in the parasha of Dayanim. It's Dina V'Eidus. And the Ikar Chovas is only on the Beis Din to listen to the Eidus. You have Kali Eidus, Mivar Eidus, and the Mela, if there's no Tovei and Nitba, Beis Din don't get involved, and the Mela, there's no Chovas Eid. Beis Din has to get involved, there's no Chovas Eid, because it's the same Chova. That the Beis Din and Kali Yisrael in general have an obligation to bring out judgment. But you see that the Beis Din, since it's Mutal Beis Din, if there's no Tovei and Nitba, Beis Din don't get involved. Faith and love don't have to get involved, so then the ego also doesn't have to get involved. Is that Pashtun Mavua? So the Gemara in Shavuos and the Flamin on the days says as follows: "I'm Rabbi Rechon Hatzir, Rabbi Nadav Sadus, and Zilu Bemis, and Lezu Beinina. This is when Asur becomes a Lezu. In the case of a certain Torah scholar, no testimony relevant to a certain individual, but it's demeaning for him to go to the court consisting of a judge who's less chashiv than he is. So let him not go." Rishi Shana Rivi said, "Within the Salah and Mishnah, Matzah Zakeh Who Meidach Lidu Ezlaito." One found a sack or a bath is not enough to a man to take. He shouldn't take in order to return to Tov. Evidently, a Torah scholar may refrain from performing the mitzvah of lost items not keeping the stature. And so the way it was. The market didn't have any living mind. That's only mamas. Now, when it comes to Yisr. Comes Yisr, he has to testify. That's exactly what we're saying. And when it comes to mamas, not exactly what we're saying. But it fits well with what we're saying. When it comes to monas, so there's no obligation. Because being made in the name of monas is different from being made in a surim. Because being made in a surim that everybody has to do. And to be yarda ha'am kilbecha. When it comes to monas, that's an obligation specifically. On the basin, and in certain cases, it doesn't apply. So, when it not apply, there's no kovan, but it doesn't apply. And it doesn't apply if the person is too chashiv. It's beneath my dignity, it's demeaning for me. New Testament relevant to the case of Marzuch, which came before Amemar, who ceded all the witnesses in deference to Rav Yemar. Rav Ashi said to Amemar, but doesn't Ula say that the argument between Ravan and Rav Yehuda with regard to the allegations of Sanakor is only with regard to the litigants? Chos Baladin and the litigants. With regard to the witnesses, everybody agrees that they testify while standing. So how can you let a name on all the witnesses sit? Well, so then how can you sit them all down? Everybody has to, but the eight of them have to stand. So the answer is no. The witnesses standing during testimony is a positive mitzvah. And treating Torah scholars with deference and allowing them to sit is also a positive mitzvah. And the positive mitzvah of deference to the Torah takes precedence. So therefore, him sit, everybody sit. For the Achrayim, the Chashash, and others, we say, "Essay Torah is Dechli Essay Vom Shnei Anashim." Then we're in Ksubis. Yimelo Avinim Yisrael Essay Klal. That a woman who was raped by a man and he has to marry her, but they were asked to each other. So there's no mitzvah, no essay, because she can just say she doesn't want it, and then there's no essay for him to marry her. So Rishonim explain, famous Mark Suvis, we discussed in the past at great length. Rishonim explain that since Kevin Ben Rigi Bayan, if she wants, Yemelog, if she says she doesn't want, there's no essay. And maybe even if she says she does want, it's not considered an essay, but Dechol is the same. Because you're giving a vat, the light, and a chile. So Achinami, the essay of Kabbalah Torah, you can also be mevatel al yedei mechilas, and has the doch the mitzvah of testifying while standing. That's the kasha achronim. However, it would appear shelo don mizelo ze klal. Why not? Is that that we say shelo gav nashiyam lo yibin lo se ze klal? The call that says shelo is to say that we say that if she says she doesn't want, there's no essay. And if there's no klal, that's the chalos to say, even when she does want, that's a mitzvah on the chaveiro. Because the mitzvah of losi alisha is a mitzvah shivan on the chaveiro. And it's not roi אלא מי שאין לך חברו, שביתך, אמי שאין לנו מקום. אלא יש שאין לנו מקום. אבל זה הפסוד הכי טוב. ומאל, in this case, דווקא, we're dealing with a lot with a benam chaver against benam makom, we say it's not doche. But the essay of Kavad HaTorah, it's pashut, it's mitzvah benam makom. It's chelet in Kavad HaShem Yisbarach. Which is a special thing, that achach mishmach hakot kod amachu. But it's still a mitzvah national benam makom. And therefore, the mitzvah benam makom is going to be doche the mitzvah benam mishnei anashim. Because Kavad HaTorah is alif. And that's pashut mochach. So when do we say that if she says she doesn't want to know mitzvah and meili, if she doesn't want to know, we don't say that that's only when you have benel ha-makom, which is migdach benel ha-chaber, migdach benel ha-makom. That's weaker. Here we have benel ha-makom. Here we say kavad tar zadu, see na yechnaim ki gimorechal, but still, it's mishan ha-makom, remeili, even though it could be morechal on it, it's still doch the mitzvah of standing. Tosfos Sanhedrin Shuas ask Din Kain, if it's true that I say Kavod HaTorah is doch the essay of Amdu, so Kavod HaMelech should also be doch this essay, because Kavod Malchus is not given to Mechila. Melech Shemach HaKvod in Kvod HaMalchu. Chach Shemach HaKvod in Kvod HaMalchu, but not HaMelech. So why did Rosh Hashanah Shetach have Yanai Melech stand up when he testified? Kavod HaMalchus. Like Kavod HaMalchus is doch the mitzvah of standing. And for Tosfos, Reish Leinach, we discussed the Tosfos line, and we have a lot to say about it. This year is a kitzvah shir. This year is like, you know, a snack. But we have our Marach shir, which we discussed in the past, and we look forward to hopefully in the near future to go and learn this. Onim Tosfot, Reish Leinach, Divadai, Esri Kavod HaTorah, the fourth Esri Kavod HaTorah, Vim Kenaf Afalpi, Shein Talmud Chochen, Hayetzarech lamoid, yanei. Shein tamid. Shchacham. Hayetzarech lamoid, yanei. Hayetzarech lamoid. Baitam chacham yochel nechol agodo, ma'ashen kei melech, u'mishim kwa kamar, 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 ואין יוכל להפקיע מצמק מאותם חוכם ורוץ דילאי ויוכל מחלק על הכל זה שלו So this answering is, like we're saying, that this is saying that ביסודו, כבר תם חוכם זה מצמר שלנו משנה על המקום. אלא מי, like this he says, it's a Torah. תם חוכם Torah is his. Mishnah al-Makom, the Torah says Sikbi Machal. But it's Mishnah al-Makom. Since being Mechabit Ha'amchal of Mishnah al-Makom, that's Dachal Mitzase Ba'avamdu. Whereas when it comes to a Melech, his Mechabit is not as Chashiv Kavod HaTorah. Because that's not a Mishnah al-Makom. Why? It's Tzibi Ha'amuch. That's the way kingship is that Tzom Tzim Alach HaMelech, Shem Asu Alach. The Mitzvah, his aim should be in you. This doesn't have the same status as Mitzvah Kavod HaMelech. It's like a Bizan Luchon is Mitzvah Kavod. So therefore, it's Kavod is Mitzvah Kavod. Because it's his Torah. So maybe it's Mitzvah Kavod. But still, when you're Kavod, it's called Kavod, it's Kavod HaMelech. Kavod HaMelech is not considered Kavod HaMelech. It's considered Chor, as Pshat says. Consider Menel Chavero. Oh, no, it's Tzibin HaMelucha that Hashem doesn't want you to tell Chavero that the Menel Chavero is going to be on his cover. But it's not considered that you can speak on Menel Chavero. Menel Chavero, it's not a Dachan Mitzvah Amdu. That he could sit. So Menel Chavero can't have to stand, but Tam Chavero, that's a higher level. Tam Chavero, he doesn't have to stand. Because the Menel Chavero of being Chavero, Tam Chacham is Dachan Menel HaMakom V'Amdu. Or the Menel HaChaveru, Yom Chavei B'Melech, is not Dorche. The Menel HaMakom of standing. in the tradition of Chasam Sofer, the end of the Haggadah Shavuos, he comments that we ask a Mishnah. Hani, by the way, when Rabbi Turim is being carved in Shavuot, when they refuse to testify, that's the Gemara's Kash, but not immediately. Had anyone in our church been carved in Shavuot? Aye, we paskin, and we're carved in Leitz Balayla. Say, is it Mitzvah Shema Gram? That's Shema Pturus. That's Shema Pturus from Mitzvah Zedus, so they've also been carved in Shavuot. Like we've seen Baba Kama, Nenvav, Tessis over there. He says, the Gemara Tanya could answer that. They don't really have Pasach in Mitzvah Shema Gram. However, what are we saying? We're saying that women aren't part of the Mitzvah Zedus. They're possible, they're not potter. They're not Mufkos Menetz Machiv. Women fundamentally are Achayot's babies. Just in many cases, they can't testify. But they're Rabbi, and Rabbi, they're Rabbi. I am kind of amazed by lies to Mitzvah Mangrama. So, the getter of Mitzvah Mangrama is that a certain time causes the Chiv. So, because the Gerv of the Chiv, the Zman of Sukkot causes the Chiv of the Arminim. Without Chag of Sukkot, there's no Arminim. The time creates the Chiv. So if you say that women are part from Eidus because in the Sishma and Rama, it's not correct. Even though there's no Eidus at night, but it's not the day that creates the Chiv. One of the Mitzvot of Eidus that is done by day, it's not the day that creates the Chiv, therefore not a Mitzvah and Rama and Rama. It's not a Mitzvah and Rama and male women are chayos. And that's what the Gemara is asking. How do you know that the women are Arturus and Karmic Shua? Women are Chayos in Aedus. So in those instances, where they can testify, they should be Chayos and Karmic Shua, they don't testify. My rabbi is saying, this is just the tip of the iceberg. So please stay tuned for more of the nether, and I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest, my love.